looking down on the scene that is the Normandy beaches in miniature. I say miniature because it's only possible to look at one of our bridges across the Rhine at a time. Masses of material have been flooding across the Rhine for days now. Streams of armored vehicles, fantastic piles of ammunition, hundreds upon hundreds of guns. There goes a truck now, the blood bank. It's followed by a Red Cross ambulance, then a jeep, then two DRs. Now a bulldozer making its way across. Every conceivable kind of supply that is necessary to put the finishing touches to what is left of Germany. At this particular point, we are in the midst of a traffic cop's dream. It's one of those traffic jams, however, that does not annoy you one little bit. Tanks leaving their steel autographs in the mud on our side of the river, just before they slide across the bridge, are literally nosing each other to the other side of the Rhine. A tank commander summed it up a moment ago when he spotted our BBC recording van here at the approach to the bridge, when he shouted, "Where's your television outfit?" And how right he was. What a television program this would be, particularly if it was on a receiving set in Hitler's sitting room. Most of the vehicles still have their names scrawled on the armor plate and on the fenders, but the fashion's changed somewhat. Gone are the favorite French names of Annette, Charmaine, Mariette, and others. There's even a dearth of English names. One going by now is scrawled across the front, and you never thought it would happen. There's an armored car. It's got Rhine Ferry, no charge, no sandwiches, and no risk. Another, more to the point, Montgomery Express, London to Berlin. And these names certainly appear to indicate the spirit of the tank crews and everyone crossing the river. Every single vehicle, and there are hundreds of them, being pushed for all they're worth. The one-way procession is broken now and then by the arrival on this side of German prisoners away down to our left, being brought back to the west side of the river. Their facial expressions as they watch the mobile weight of our armies rushing across the Rhine defy description. They have well and truly had it.